ask me any words you want to ask me about the slave, you know, back. And I can remember.
Well, ain't that about how old are you?
Well, I don't know, Mr. Lockwood. You don't know my age only by the children tell me. Of course, my mom died, and she didn't know nothing about our age. But the children trace back from that slave up to now.
Well, now, how old were you when you were?
Well, I was about 13 years old at the breakup.
Can you remember slavery days very well?
Of course, I remember all our white folks, and all the names of them, all the children. Called every one of the children's names.
Who did you belong to?
Jim Button, the baby boy.
Where was that? Where did he live?
That's out here in Hayes County.
How many slaves did he have?
Well, he had my grandma and my ma. My ma was the cook. And grandma, you know, and then they worked in the field and everything. I remember when she used to fly oxen. I fly oxen myself.
Is that right?
I can fly and lay off a cornrow as good as any man.
Is that right?
Of course I can.
Well, good
chop,
to you.
Chop, pick cotton. I used to pick one. I've been here since I've been here at the Hunter and picked my 500 pounds of cotton.
Knock out 500 pounds?
I had 500 pounds of cotton, then walk across the field and hunt watermelon, plum grinders, and that. Yeah.
Well, ain't had. Do you remember church times?
Yes, I remember church times.
Slavery times.
Yes, I remember how our folks, they had prayer meeting from one house to another.
Colored folks.
Yes.
Uh-huh.
And there were the houses, you know, would be in sections on the house, and in the different places they'd go, and we'd have prayer meetings. Morning, born, and good prayer meetings. And dances, too.
And dances, too?
Yes. I've seen Paul and Ma dance many times.
Is that right? Doing slavery?
Yes. My grandma, too. My grandma was named Rachel Proctor.
Rachel Proctor?
Yes, but she belonged to the Buttons. That's what she meant by her husband's name. Yes, let me move back. Now, in slavery time, there was my sister, my brother, was slave back. And all of them stayed with me and one of the girls, and she lived in San Antonio, Adelaide Taylor.
Adelaide Taylor, she was your sister?
Yeah, she's in the young boys. Sister Ida, and she was the next. Brother George, and Sister Ida, and myself were slaves. Others was born free, and all of them, me on the two living.
Well, I declare, did you go to meetings? Did you ever go to church?
We go to their cast prior meetings, you know. We children to us in the corner, you know. We'd have to cut up too.
Is that right?
Yes, they cast the prior meetings.
Well, did you go to the white folks' church any?
Yes, I went to Mountain City to the white folks' church many times. See, the white folks would have church in the morning, then they'd let the colored people have church at their church in the evening.
During slavery time.
During slave time, yeah. Huh. Slave time. Like just as well as
it. Well, what would the preacher preach about in them days?
I don't know. I didn't go. They preach about, you know, slaves or something.
He didn't preach like they do today.
No, they wasn't educated, you know, and they all ways tell you how to do and how to get along, you know, and how to treat the white people and so on. And they'd read the Bible, them, you know, little. Yeah, I remember all about in slavery time. Ma and them used to go to dances, white folks.
Well, did your white folks treat you good? Did you?
Why the Buttons?
Uh-huh.
They were good to us. They never whooped none of the colored people. Our colored
never
people.
Did.
They took their saddle horse, Miss Buttons' saddle horse, big gray animal, she'd have them ride. Grandma would ride Mountain City to church. They had white preachers then. Mr. Porter, he was one of the preachers that lived across from us.
Well, would the white preachers tell you to behave yourselves and be...
Oh, yes.
Be good to your masters and
mistresses? Yes, that's what they preached. We didn't know it was any such thing. It's God, and the man of God, you know. We thought that was a different man, but he was our master, our white folks, you know, the preachers who were the white folks' master and so on that way. Read that way. Yeah, it's not no better. More and more of them would go up by the churches and ask to come to be free, you know. They began to, preachers, you know, they began to know, you know, there was a God, and so on.
Well, while you all were slaves, did they teach you to read and write? Did y'all go to school
in it? Uh-uh. They didn't know nothing about reading and writing. All that I know, they teach you to mind your master and your missus.
They sure didn't teach you any reading and writing.
No, they didn't. And I picked cotton. I remember picking cotton.
Well, did you ever hear of any slaves being mistreated? Were there any tales going around in those days?
Yes. I know of times they mistreated people they did, and I hear our folks talking, you know, about them hooping, you know, that they had to grease the back, to take the clothes from the back.
Good Lord, have mercy.
You know, my folks, anyway. But them buttons sure didn't lie, they colored people to be whipped. And they halted, they saddle halted. Mr. Button's saddle horse, Ma and Pa and them on the going hard. They rode their horses and saddle. Mountain City Church. The children stayed home. And from that on then, from one to another, they began to learn. Tom Kinchin and amongst them, they'd have prayer meeting, you know, from one house to the other. You know, at the house, like there's a house sitting here in a section, in line, you know, and people would come to prayer meeting.